up in VIP. Tryna get in the club, they wanna see ID. Want me to wear nice shoes and a TIE. I've been working and getting by, but that ain't enough to satisfy. Cause I got dreams for you and I, so I got money on my mind. So if you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it. Aye, 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 aye. Ain't nobody gonna be doing it for ya. Aye, 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 aye. I got dreams and I got time, but that ain't enough to get me by. So I'm stacking up, man, I gotta work for it. Yeah, I got money on my mind.
Hola, amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. Today is September 30th, and it's my honor to present today's special guest, Yovi D. That's right, she's back. Also going to be covering fall TV shows that you are not watching, and you got to check it out. And we'll be making some fabulous fruit muffins. We're also going to be talking about AHS 1984, that's American Horror Story. And of course, The Fate of the Perfectionist. There's just so much going on.
Are we gonna have a problem? Did zombies eat your brain? You've come so far, why now are you yanking on my chain? I'd normally slap your face off, and everyone here could watch. But I'm feeling nice, here's some advice. Listen up, biatch.
I like looking hot, buying stuff they cannot. I like drinking hard, Nats and Dad's credit card. Skipping gym, scaring her, screwing him. I like killer clothes, kicking nerds in the nose. If you let the juice go, play duck, duck, goose. Let your mommy mix you ice cream.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Ready?
Oh, I'm ready. It's good to have you back, Yovi. So before we kick off, and how are you doing over there? Are you doing good? Are the weather getting you yet?
No, the weather's nice over here. It's getting cool.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm good too. I get the little colds every now and then because, you know, it rains. But other than that, I'm doing really good.
Awesome.
All right. So the holidays are upon us because it's just going to be already October already. So I thought we'd kick off with the, do you have any, like, traditions that you prepare for the fall? Or are you, like, the early shopper or are you the late shopper when it comes to buying holiday gifts?
Neither or either. I'm not. I love the holidays because my birthday's in December, but I'm not that traditional, American traditional like that. I believe that basically, yes, your shopping should be done in October if you really want to be ahead of the game. If not, then anything after that, you're pretty much late. But I'm not a shopper. I don't have the DNA of a woman of a shopper.
Don't feel bad. I'm the same way. October is it's kind of like if between me, because I have Jenna's birthday, which will, you know, is the 20th, and then also Halloween. So pretty much my month of October is pretty much tied up. So for me to do any holiday shopping as far as starting early would have to be maybe in November if I'm even lucky. If not, I don't mind. I can do late shopping. And of course, there's always online shopping. It's always fun to do things like that. If you do any holiday shopping, I highly recommend you check out Wish. It's a cool shopping app. If you haven't tried it, you would love it, Yovi.
Yeah, I've heard they're doing a lot of advertising. Definitely something to keep in mind.
All right. So, nothing traditional wise. You don't like prepare for the fall, like. Do you like to decorate the house early for Halloween? Are you not into Halloween? What's the thing with you about fall?
No, I do. I'm into Halloween. I dress up. I have been, you know, in certain parties, Halloween parties. The thing is that since I've been living in LA, my traditional ways, unless, you know, I have friends and coworkers, I do that. I dress up. I put costumes on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the way. Decorating the house, no, because the thing is that since, I guess the fact because I don't have kids on my own, so I'm basically, most of my family is in Florida, but the spirit of celebrating is still present, you know, between work or, you know, as I said, if there's an event.
Right. What would you dress up as? What any clue what you're gonna be yet?
Nothing in particular. I don't have anything, but I just go with a theme. Either I have dressed up as a gypsy, as a princess, a storm, a superhero. It all depends. Definitely black is my best friend. Dressing in black always helps.
You're gonna blush, but I can see you dressed up as Catwoman.
Okay. You know, that's okay. It's been an option.
A little bit.
I don't know about the latex rubber, you know.
I can see you being a little frisky as Catwoman.
That's the closest thing, you know, Batwoman, Poison Ivy. There's just so many characters that you can go about.
Yeah.
But, you know, anything that is actually obviously role positive, you know, everything like that.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on with you? It's been a while since we've talked. Do you have some new projects coming up down the road? Anything new going on with you in your podcast?
No, well, there's a new episode. I'm still taking care of the podcast, season 2 of Jovi D. Definitely having the worst of really getting a better lounge for my podcast in Spanish, which is Chumbita Chronicles. What else? The event that we had coming up is still, I think it's still going for Soco Podcast, October 23rd. And, you know, basically that's what's happening. And I'm not directly, actually there was a change of plans on that one, so I'm no longer actually in that project, but I'm still supporting Drake and everything that she's doing with that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. I'm so excited and proud of you. You've come so far. It's amazing. It's amazing how a year goes by so
There's a lot
quickly.
going on. It's because the truth of the matter, I'm basically really actually doing more of a process of the truth of the matter is like there's a lot of opportunities to venture and fund your project. However, when you have a creative idea of what you want to do or what you want to go about it, it's like you really have to take control of exactly how you want things to be done. That's what I have learned really a lot. And that takes me to the side of being, given the reality. The reality is, Willie, as much as I would like to work independently on this side also, which I think is going to work out in the long, it's a long-term project. And you just have to keep on posting. You got to keep on uploading. You got to keep on creating awareness. And that's great. But the truth of the matter, I believe that lately they tell me that it's not the saying that it takes money to make money. It takes courage to make money. That's the new saying, which is true. But the way that I think it works for me, mindset, is I have an employee mindset, meaning that I need to work for somebody in order to make money. That's what I know. That's what I've been doing for 20 years. That's the part of office-like kind of person, corporate-like person. Getting out there and providing services and being an entrepreneur is kind of really also being like a salesperson. And it's great, but I'd rather also have really a lot of control of how exactly I want to put my content out there. And it can only be ordered with having the right funding, the right financials, reliable financials. Because as we know, when it comes to freelancing, which I've done that, the workflow can come up, but the pay flow can take 30, 60, 90 days. I do not know about anybody that's really trying in this entertainment space. That's why they do so many different things in order to push what they want, in order to get that ball rolling.
And you're right there. That's perfectly stated because, like me, yes, I'm a podcaster, but I'm a dad. I'm a journalist. I'm a freelancer. I can substitute it, the schools, and I stay busy. So yes, it's true.
Yeah,
We
because
can
the
be
truth of the day
podcasters,
is
but we
like.
can be more than that. We can still do our regular jobs that we can do. Even if you don't work and you're just a podcaster, I mean. Don't think yourself that you're just, oh, okay, I'm just a podcaster and that's it. I'm not going to be nothing else. There's more than that. You be creative and
More than that, but
yeah.
it takes a lot of also you have to have a marketing head, a marketing of how strategically you're gonna position yourself to bring in the clients, because guess what? Your bills come in every 30 days. That's the bottom. But the payments usually come every 30 days, but sometimes it can take as much as 90 days.
Oh no, I know what
And
you mean. My cell phone gets shut off by like the first week of October if I don't pay it, and I'm like, hurry up, payday. Oh my
With
Lord,
that
I
being
hate
said,
bills.
it's like I know that I'm going to make it through legal. Praise the Lord that, because the thing is that there's not an overnight success, and we have seen it over and over and over again that it takes time. Nobody became famous the following day. It took 10 years, 20 years, 15 years, 7 years, whatever you want to call it. And the good news is, we are in the new media. We are putting our footprint and our digital print in the space. So that already gave us like, hey, you have a ticket in the new era by the time wherever whoever else catch up. And I can say for a fact, among some of my friends in broadcasting, I am really, I think, the only one that's actually kind of dabbling in this atmosphere right now. Everybody else is still on TV, producing, editing, doing anything, which is great. There are a abreast with what's going on with technology and social media and digital marketing. However, like, the person that's really gonna really more involved is actually me. Now is, you know, conversion, doing the conversion of hopefully, you know, like everybody having this opportunity to the long term is, meanwhile, I'm still working, then having something else that's working for me also at the same time, and then create something after I'm done. Because there's really the full-time YouTubers, influencers out there are barely like a 1%. You know, everybody else that I know are still working. And that's not, there's nothing wrong with that. But they keep on dabbing and, you know, doing their own thing.
And that's true, because I was recently asked by a future guest that will be popping up soon. He actually asked me, he goes, how do you do your advertising? How do you promote? And I love that he asked that. So it was an interesting question. And I told him that I don't have anyone that I hire to market. I do my own promos. I do my own footwork. I do everything. The logos and everything, yes, I get help from, you know, good friends and people and associates. But the promos, that is all me. And that you mentioned it, Ryovi, and that's right. We have to do the work. We have to do the commitment and the determination. If we don't do that, then what's the point?
Yeah, it's like you're a person of seven hats. You know, seven hats in doing everything. You are the CEO, the founder, the writer, the producer, the content creator, the copywriter, you know, you name it, the salesperson, the one that talks with everything, and that's how it goes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I think the other day I had somebody in my car that he was like, I'm an actor, I'm a writer, I'm a director, I'm a comedian. It's like this list of talents, which as a human being proves that we are multidimensional. We are everything, you know. We are born with different gifts.
Yeah.
Possibilities, but then, yeah, you know, I'm very eloquent the way that he was talking and carrying himself. And he said that he's been in LA for like 40 years. And I find it so insightful to speak to those people that are part of that era. And I say, you have seen a lot of changes right now. The biggest thing in Hollywood right now is they're trying to get agents, the middle person, right, out of the game. They just want to go directly from the talent to may that be the studios or agencies or whatever. So there's a big ruckus right now, because everybody will tell you, I don't care if you're a model, a comedian, whatever kind of talent, they're like, do you have an agent? Because the agent will be the person that kind of is scouting for you,
right,
help sometimes negotiate, mm-hmm, your deal. And because the truth of the matter is that when you're creative, sometimes you don't think beyond certain things. And I remember that, especially when I was in the programming department. I will talk to my producers, my editors, and they were like, oh, this idea will be so great. And then I will bring them down to order and say, okay, well, hold on. When is this going to be ready? I need it to be on here on this time. You know, always be the analytical, logical person to, like, bring you down the words before you go up. And then, so, and now you have an obligation to learn to do your homework, to know what's your worth, your time, and, you know, and then unions are getting also a little bit of a pushover also on the side, you know. So basically, again, putting yourself in a position of spending for what you are worth, your time and your talent.
And again, that's true too. You need to, perfect. If you were to make notes, people listening, they would mention something like, you know, just have a game plan. Even if you have to just pull out the paper like me, just write out some notes and you just write your own little business plan. It's something you don't have to give to nobody. You do it for yourself and you go by that. You have to have something. You have to work your tools. You have to work your, you know, your inspirations, everything around you. You put it all on that paper, and believe me, you're going to have an amazing business plan.
Yeah, I'm like, having a business plan gives you the skeleton, the structure of where exactly you want to go. Having a marketing plan makes you tell you where exactly, who's your customer, who's your client, who's your audience, what do you want to do with them, and exactly how you can get the most out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You, like, I think one of the influencers that said, you know, depending on where you want to go, because you want to do three things in social media, which is educate, inform, or, you know, entertain. And with that being said, you know, you're creating your own channel, your own window of the experience of what is the experience of being with, you know, Willy Podcast, you know, your party wheel, or, you know, your views on the soap opera. And my vision is giving you the experience of tips of what was like, and the things that I have learned in corporate life and how I apply it to the discipline that I have in becoming an entrepreneur or a businesswoman. So I am more of a realist, and I said, well, I want to work with the tools that work for me. Even though I have in my family a lot of people that has been an entrepreneur, you know that sometimes within family, education is what they push, but then they like, why didn't you also kind of give us that wisdom of what you were doing on your own? Because they knew that it was hard. It is hard to become an entrepreneur and a business person. Every time that somebody starts a business, I have started other businesses. And either you are lucky enough to break even, but you keep at it. I haven't stopped. I just keep on doing a better version of where I want to get. And that's the message that you have to realize, that you're like, oh, but this didn't work. But I never give up. It just takes also a span of time in between, being between obligations, responsibilities, to take care of other things in order to get to where you want to go.
And I love that song that it's always played on the radio, that I'm not sure who sings it, but I always hear it, and it's called "You Can Get It If You Really Want, But You Must Try." Try and try. Remember that one? So play on the radio. Try and try. You'll succeed at last. You know, it always plays on the radio. But it's inspirational because you hear it. And if you keep it in your head as a little, you know, a little ditty of a song, it'll really make your day, because you just start thinking of things that you want to do and things you want to accomplish. And, you know, you're not just in a rut.
You can feel that you're in a rut. You feel that things are not advancing. But there actually is, because there's a lesson that you get from every little failure. Now, I said, the sooner you fail, the sooner you make a mistake, the sooner you're going to get to the next step. Sometimes, yes, do I put myself on hold? Yes, you do, because you have to stop and say, okay, hold on, let me look at this big picture again, and I need to tweak something, I need mm-hmm. to modify something.
Yes.
And say, okay, what is a better route for me to get the result? The thing is that sometimes we do get desperate, because we're like, we don't see the result as soon as we think that we want or ready. We're not ready for those results yet. And it's like you're working behind the scenes and everybody's just, you know, coming into the theater, and you know what it is, you see that big curtain, it's just all closed, and everybody's just like, wow, you know, waiting for that show to start. As much as you're ready to see the show is not quite that ready, and you're still going to have that element of surprise when the show starts.
Oh yeah, I agree. You got to appreciate the true art of the movie, of a play. There's just so much behind the scenes. And I know exactly what you mean, because actor to actor, I understand exactly where you're coming from. Model to model, I understand of the situations, because, and these are my personal aspects that I also include in anything that I do, because it's like, I can enjoy watching a movie or going to a play, but I appreciate it even more because I know that the cast has worked hard. I know that the writing is, you know, they've done their part to do any tweaks, like you say, It's a production. It's not just a show. It's a production. Whether you're doing a movie, a play, anything, it's all production. And I love that. So let's switch it up a little bit. Now that we're in the fall, there's new shows now. Yay, that means no more reruns. Are you watching any TV shows or binge watching any shows that you like?
No, not really. My agenda is completely different. I'm more of a Netflix kind of special. I watch the comedy special.
Okay.
I know what's going on TV. Yes, there's a couple of new shows coming on, and obviously great shows that already ended, like The Big Bang Theory. And I think this is a season finale of Modern Family. I'm
Yes.
definitely keeping up with that. And shows that I maybe started, and I still know that too. For goodness sakes, Grey's Anatomy is still on.
Oh my
Like
God, I know. Jackson's
Chesapeake is
single.
gone, and I'm like, whoa, what time is this? Those are the shows that I gonna check out every now and again.
Yeah.
But I
Did you
don't know if
watch
they're on
it?
Hulu. I just got that one,
Did you watch
so I
Grace?
only keep them.
Did you watch the season premiere for the new Grace? Oh, not yet.
No,
Oh.
I really am. I like. My agenda is really in between, because as I know that that's your job, definitely entirely for you to really do that. And it is also, I keep up with popular culture through, I guess, Twitter, and see more or less what where the trends are going or what's happening, and then maybe I take a look of, what's going on. I also more of falling into HBO specials here and there, and that's how I play it out. It's so funny. Yes, I've been a broadcaster or been in part of TV world, but I never used to watch the show unless I actually was there at work watching the show.
Oh yeah, I hear
But
you. It makes sense.
I glimpsed. I put in a lot of research. However, and I try to keep up with who's new or what's happening and whatnot. But I have not. I know that I do more of like the synopsis in entertainment, or also read of the changes within the industry, what's going on, not only for the American market, but I also read a lot and kind of be informed of what's happening in the Latin market, the Latin industry, the broadcast industry, who's doing what when it comes to novelas and new productions or new movies to launch.
I love that. Have you
Yeah,
gone to relax
so
to watch any movies or anything in theaters or to rent anything?
the last movie I saw was, I want to say Hustlers. I check out J-Lo.
Oh
I
my God,
did.
yes. It was so
I
good.
did.
I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, so it was fun. I definitely wanted to support it, and obviously I'm super happy that they made the announcement that she's gonna be in the Super Bowl. As I said, life only gets better, and for her, and Shakira's gonna be also part of the lineup for the Super Bowl, and and it's gonna be my hometown, Miami. So I'm telling you that's gonna be really something really nice. And knowing that, obviously the event is going to be preceded and produced by JC, well, his company, Roc Nation. So I keep abreast of, a lot of things because I do like the entertainment part of it. And everybody, for the Super Bowl, it's all about the commercials and the halftime. That's it.
That's right. That's right. I love the Super Bowl. It's awesome. Okay, so I know that you got a busy day ahead of you, so before I let you go, I got a challenging question. If you had a choice to pick three people in Hollywood to interview on your podcast wish list, who would you pick?
That things have changed so much, and I'm like, well, for sure in Hollywood or something like that, I think definitely I would like to talk to Oprah Winfrey, even though I think I'm gonna be floored and I'm gonna be like quiet and numb, but
Yeah.
she's definitely gonna call them
Okay.
everything that I think I do, and I guess I want to become, and like the Latina Oprah. Back in the Black Opera. But anyways, then after that, I think, you know, I've been really, really getting involved with a lot of the YouTubers and influencers that are out there, you know, that are really making a great impact for sure. Gary V. Gary V is one of them. And what else? Somebody in Hollywood, somebody else. I'm financial. I'm pretty much a financial. I will sit down with Oprah, Gary Vee, and Warren Buffett. That's it. That's my pick.
Awesome. Good choices. I love that. All right. Well, thank you so much for getting to spend some time with us. I know it's your day off, and I appreciate that you took some time to be on today's show. You have a great day, and happy fall, and of course, happy holidays from our family to yours.
Likewise. Feel better, okay? Take care. Thank you.
Bye. All right, everybody. That was so much fun. That was YoVD. Again, remember to check out her podcast on Spotify, iTunes. And also PodCoin, all those three platforms. And she's on every Thursday. Awesome, awesome podcast. All right, everybody. Going to take another quick music break. And then when we return, some fall TV shows that you aren't watching, but you really should add to your queue. All right, be right back. Alexa, play Calm Down by Taylor Swift. Alexa, Calm Down by Taylor Swift.
You need to calm down by Taylor Swift on Amazon Music.
Shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout, but you say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out, and I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so you need to calm down. You're being too loud, and I'm just like, you need to just stop. Like, can you just not?
Alexa, play some songs from Riverdale soundtrack. Music from Riverdale.
Did you want the album Riverdale, Season 1, original television soundtrack?
Yes.
Riverdale's by the Riverdales on Amazon Music.
All right, everybody, we're back. Now, as I said before, fall TV shows. There's two of them. Mixed Dish on ABC. It's the second spinoff from Black-ish on ABC. Second is Grown-ish on Freeform. And, of course, another one would be Bless the Hearts on Sunday nights. All right, are you ready? Here we go. Got some trailers just for y'all. And Mixed Dish is already available on your ABC app. It's also available on Hulu. And it stars a lot of amazing cast. Also, Mark Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell. You all remember him as Zach Morris. Okay. Here we go. Mixed Dish. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Rainbow Johnson. I'm a doctor, a wife, and a mother to five beautiful children. But as I watched them grow into the people they are today, I realized they don't know my story.
You grew up in a cult. It's amazing I ever met you.
Well, we actually wouldn't have ever met if the elders hadn't gotten arrested.
Wait, what?
Well, they didn't get arrested. They got, detained for 3 to 5 years.
What?
In the summer of 1985, I was 12 years old, and I was living with my family on a commune. We ate together, prayed together, and even slept together. I would have told you it was perfect. But the government would have told you we were a radicalized cult in violation of over 47 ATF regulations. My peaceful little world had been taken away.
When are we going back home?
This is our new home.
What?
Hey, hippies.
Harrison Jackson III was my grandfather.
I'm gonna make more real world money to pay for this real world house that your entire family survival is dependent upon. That is why I hate guns.
My little brother Johan looked at everything like one great big magical adventure. My little sister Santa Monica complained like a woman with no kids on her third divorce, which interestingly enough, she would eventually become. And when we got to school, we got introduced to the real world.
I'm too little to die!
Real quick.
What are you weirdos mixed with?
What's mixed? My parents had sent us out into the world with absolutely no warning that being mixed was even a thing. Imagine being the new kid when no one in the world is like you. But you have to understand, today's mixed kids can look up to rappers, ballerinas, athletes, a president, and a princess. The only heroes we had were DeBarge.
Feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
You don't have to worry what those other kids think. They're idiots.
And I want to be one of them.
I want to be an idiot so bad.
Tell me you didn't send these babies to school.
All right. Again, that's Mixed Dish on ABC. All right, here's the other one. Bless the Hearts. Again, it's so entertaining. I totally love it. It's like my new guilty pleasure. Here we go. Okay.
Star-studded new family.
I'll have 12 biscuits and bonanza.
Oh, get me some cheese bread.
I'll have biscuits and gravy with a side of type 2 diabetes.
Bless the Hearts, Sundays this fall.
That'll be $21.80.
Everybody, just look for loose change.
On Fox.
All right. Now, it's time to get our kitchen ready because I've got some recipe for you here. Fabulous fruit muffins for breakfast. All right, gonna need 1 1/4 cups of flour, 1 1/4 cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 3/4 cup of low-fat buttermilk, 2 tablespoons of margarine melted, 1 egg slightly beaten, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 cup of frozen strawberries, coarsely chopped, non-stick cooking spray. Utensils, of course, will be your knife, your cutting board, measuring cups, measuring spoons, your muffin tin, a large bowl, a medium bowl, and a mixing spoon. Gonna wash your hands and work area. You heat the oven to 400 Fahrenheit. Spray muffin tin with a nonstick cooking spray. In a large bowl, you combine the flour, sugar, and baking powder, and the baking soda. You stir well until all your ingredients are blended. Then in another bowl, you combine your buttermilk, your margarine, your egg, and vanilla. You pour this mixture into the dry ingredients, and using a large spoon, you gently stir ingredients just until they're moist. Do not overmix it. You add the fruit and stir gently, and do not overmix it. Spoon the batter evenly into 9 muffin cups. It bakes to 20 to 25 minutes or until it's golden brown. Serves hot or cold, and muffins may be frozen for later use. Mm-hmm. It sounds good. And total calories would be 130 calories. Total fats, 4 grams. Proteins, 3 grams. Carbohydrates, 22 grams. Dietary fibers, 1 gram. Saturated fat, 1 gram. And sodium, 105 milligrams. It's amazing the things we learn when we're cooking, right? All right. Let's see what else we had for you here. American Horror Story 1984 is the most addictive, anticipated fall TV drama series fans like myself have been begging for. Cast includes Matthew Morrison, Gus Kenworthy, Billy Catherine Lord, Angelica Ross, Leslie Grossman, John Carroll Lynch. The drama of a camp counselor who survived the murdering spree of a madman named Mr. Jingles changes the lives of those who enter the camp as it's being reopened. Will anybody survive? Add to the amazing soundtrack from the 80s, this is one series not worth missing. Sally, Freeform has opted not to renew The Perfectionists. It's very upsetting, but we fans won't stop the fight. We are campaigning to get other networks for a pickup. Alright, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the flip side. Alexa, play a song by John Mellencamp.
Shuffling songs by John Mellencamp on Amazon Music.
When I was
Alexa, Dancing Queen by Cher.
Dancing Queen by Cher on Amazon Music.
Alexa, Fernando by Cher.
Fernando by Cher and Andy Garcia, starting now on Amazon Music.
The real ground. I can see it in your eyes. How proud. this time. There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright from then on. They were shining there for you and me. For liberty from now on. Though we never thought that we could lose, there's no regret.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.